WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This year, a slew of new movies feature teenage girls, among them Mannion Lowe, Foxfire, and Girls Town. Girls Town follows the lives and friendships of a tight group of high school seniors, Nikki, Angela, Emma, and Patty, as they struggle with questions surrounding abortion, suicide, rape, and their own futures. Girls Town won the Filmmakers Trophy and a special jury prize at this year's Sundance Festival. Jim McKay is the director of the film. He's also directed music videos for such bands as R.E.M., Ziggy Marley, and Pylon. Lily Taylor plays the role of Patty. She's a tough single mother with an abusive ex-boyfriend. In this scene, Patty's walking down the street with Angela, played by Brooklyn Harris, when a parks worker, played by Michael Imperioli, gives her a hard time.
I want to play today, you know? It's our day off.
I know, right? I'm saying.
We should go to Max's, though. You should get those pants.
Oh, yeah, you think they're cool?
They're super cool on you.
Yo, baggy pants, why don't you let me crawl in those pants with you?
Oh, God.
I could if you come back in five. I got a break coming up.
No, he didn't. No.
Angela, I'm so sick of it.
Look.
What's up?
Yeah, what? A lot. I got a problem with you. You got no respect, man. What's your problem?
I got respect for you.
No, you don't. If some guy talked to your girlfriend, your mother that way, I think you'd have a problem with that.
Yeah, but I ain't got no girlfriend.
That's a big surprise.
Why?
Because you an asshole.
Why don't you come back in five, cutie? Come back and see me.
Right. In your dreams.
Girls Town evolved out of a collaboration between McKay and his actors in improvisational workshops. The whole cast shares the screenwriting credit. Before casting, McKay even tested out the themes for the film by talking with a group of five women.
From the very beginning, I was really open to other people's ideas. I really felt strongly that I knew what I wanted to say, but I was really interested in hearing what other people would like told. And so, you know, we talked about a lot of different things. Should these girls be in college or high school, for instance, was a big topic of discussion. Should the lesbian experience come into play at some point in the story? What part should men or boys play in the story? Things like that. Just kind of throwing around ideas, kind of getting a feel for what was out there. You know, for me, that was an important place to start. And I know consensus kind of creativity is definitely not a favorite of a lot of people. But for me, it just, you know, it seemed to make sense.
And how did you arrive upon the conviction that you'd make a film about teenage girls in high school?
Well, there's definitely, I think, a moment in the growing up of a girl and a boy, for that matter, where there's a lot more freedom, I think, and a lot less, a lot more freedom more of like a cathartic and spontaneous way. And there's a little bit less attention paid to certain rules, you know. I also think for college girls undergoing the experience that the girls in Girls Town do, there would have been much more of a kind of book knowledge to be put into place. The girls in Girls Town are not, you know, women's studies students. They're just regular girls kind of coming upon things that will influence their future. And I think it was a really good choice because I think it's really enjoyable and fun and interesting to watch the girls in the story just stumble their way through a lot of this stuff and by the end really become on their way to being those college girls that we may have made the film about in the first place.
Lily, when you were cast, what did you know about your character, Patty?
I knew that she was based on this character, the Linda Mann's character from Out of the Blue, this Dennis Hopper movie. Kind of like, I kind of thought of it as Tatum O'Neill from Paper Moon had grown up, you know, kind of tomboyish, rebellious, and maybe kind of a little bit punk in a way or alternative. I think she was also maybe like she was rebellious and coming from her gut, but a little bit more kind of intellectual than she ended up being. Not that she's not smart, it's not like that, but she comes from her gut completely.
Jim assembled your cast and started a 5-day workshop process, which you later said lasted for months, actually. But on the first day, Jim, you planned a trip to Hackensack, New Jersey. Now, why Hackensack? What did you expect to find there?
Well, I went to high school in Hackensack, and it wasn't that far from Manhattan, so it was a kind of easy place to start for me, because I saw that it was that kind of a town that I was looking at, a town where you had a real vast mix of class and culture and race. And so I thought it would be good to take all the actors there and kind of walk around and, you know, see where everybody lived, kind of get a feel for the environment, because I didn't know how many of the actors, you know, had actually, you know, spent a lot of time outside of Manhattan, what their experiences was. And I thought it would be good to kind of get that in our heads before we actually started working in this small apartment downtown Manhattan.
So, Lily, you signed on for this movie. You have your part, and all of a sudden you're in Hackensack in the pouring rain walking around. What did you think? What did I get myself into?
No, I mean, also, I'd known Jim. I'd been friends with Jim, so I wasn't that surprised by any of it. But I realized, like, that the Hackensack wasn't really working, that approach. Like, I feel like it was really, like, just getting in that room, putting that camera on, and us, you know, getting up, falling down for 6 weeks. That's really where the stuff happened. We tried some kind of outdoor experiences and research experiences, but it just didn't feel right. It felt a little bit forced.
Like what? Like following people around or what?
Well, the day in Hackensack, like, you know, we were trying to kind of almost like imagine that we lived there and walk around, and that might be your house, that might be yours, and do kind of like some imagining stuff. But it just didn't work. I mean, also because we were like in this high school mentality, and part of that is sort of rejecting anything anybody suggests, you know, particularly an authority figure. So that sort of was appropriate. We were like, oh, he wants us to go to Hackensack, and, you know, and I part of me was like, I think this is kind of an appropriate mentality. I think we're here. I think we're in character. But so I don't know. I just said, let's get in that room and let's just get going and just do it. I think it's all in there inside of us, you know.
One character in the movie admits to her friends that she'd been a victim of date rape, and date rape and rape figure pretty prominently in the action of the movie. And this friend had never told anyone because she didn't know what to say, she said. And when she then tells her story, your character, Lily, mm-hmm. essentially blames her for being stupid, for getting mm-hmm. into the car with the guy, for leading him on. Mm-hmm. How did you decide to play the scene that way? Why was it your character that would have that reaction?
Well, because I feel like sometimes when you come from the gut, you can lack compassion and understanding. And you just think the way you do things is the way everyone should do things. And so that's kind of where that was coming from. Fear of also seeing some truth that she didn't want to see about her own condition made her uncomfortable. And so she was reacting, you know, out of fear. I felt it was really important because to have that point of view in, that things are messy. People don't treat you nice and understand, and it's not gentle. A lot of times there's, you know, especially with women, there's a lot of, you know, we're kind of just evolving. We're sort of learning about how we all feel about things, you know. And we just sort of started talking. It's still a new thing. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, sort of starting in the 70s, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So I feel like we have to sort of be true to the mess that's there and the differences.
Lily Taylor stars in the new film, Girlstown. Jim McKay is the director of the movie. We'll be back after this short break. This is Fresh Air. Back with Jim McKay and Lily Taylor. Jim McKay is the director of the new film Girlstown. Lily Taylor plays the role of Patty, a single mother in her senior year in high school, in the movie. Lily, you had a pretty tough time in high school. You've talked about suffering from depression when you were in school. Did you draw on your own experience in collaborating for the film?
Not much, actually. My experience was very different. But, you know, I think that with adolescence, like, what I realize is sort of the same essences remain true, you know, in the different styles or language or externals change, you know, but I could relate to the same basic essence, you know, which is being uncomfortable, confused, you know, forming your identity.
Not fitting in.
Not fitting in, for sure, for sure, for sure. If anything, it was a way for me to, Patty was a little bit more, she got hip a little sooner to this kind of being enlightened to a certain, being treated a certain way. You know what I mean? I didn't get that till after high school, about that there was a certain level that I should be treated. I didn't have that in high school.
That you deserved something.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't have as much self-respect as Patty has. Even though she puts herself into, you know, some denigrating situations, she has an element of self-respect that I was lacking.
Well, there's a scene in which Patty, your character, gets some sweet talk from a guy on the street who's working. And it's like, yo, baggy pants, why don't you let me crawl in those pants with you? And she goes right up to him and challenges him mm-hmm. for it, which is something I think every woman fantasizes about. And it's something everyone has to deal with every day.
That's right.
People catcalling them on the street. But for a teenager, when you're so self-conscious about your sexuality, it's just excruciating.
Exactly.
Did you ever call a guy on it?
After high school, a lot. Like, I was almost making up for lost time, you know, calling everybody on it. Yeah. I had respect and stuff in high school. I think high school's a scary time also, and for a lot of women I know, it's a very scary to take a stand against a man, because it seems like you'll lose too much if you go against a man, you know? Mm-hmm. If you break up, then they'll all hate you. You may not get another boyfriend. If you don't have sex, they won't like you anymore. It's just so much, too much do or die kind of feelings, you know? And I wish I'd known a little bit more that I could have said, get out of here.
One key element in the plot is revenge. The girls avenge themselves on men who've abused them or their friend, or either sexually or physically. I thought it was interesting to hinge action in a movie about girls, high school girls, on revenge and not have them turn to the police or parents or school. And I was thinking, in a sense, that's shocking, because most people think women would come up with something other than physical violence, that feminine revenge is supposed to be subtle and smart and undercutting and emotionally manipulative. Is that the stereotype that you're playing against?
Well, we played around with that a lot. And, you know, we had 400 pages of improv material. You know what I mean? So there was a lot of different ideas about that. There was a couple, we went to the cops, da-da-da-da-da. And we just realized, I think a lot of women feel also sometimes that there's nowhere to go when they've been raped. You know, that classic, you get the double rape when you go through the police station and then the trial and all that, you know? And that was so apparent. There was no one to go to. We had to take care of it ourselves. And the only thing we could really do was to just go there with ourselves. We wouldn't have taken a gun or a knife, you know, and gone to that level.
I think one thing that we came upon in the actual, like, writing of this and in the process is that these girls were smart enough to know that if they went to someone else, some kind of authority figure, they weren't really going to get the reaction that they thought they deserved. They were, I think their problems really echo the situation that happens to many, many women, which is that, oh, well, you know, with Emma, you know, this guy, you know, I was in a car with this guy and he raped me. When did it happen? It was last October. Oh, it happened last fall. You know, what exactly, now that she's finally able to share this with her friends, what exactly are they going to do about it? And if they do go to an authority figure, what kind of treatment are they going to get? How are they going to be doubted? What kind of physical evidence will there be? You know, there's this whole, I think they are, even though they haven't gone through the process in years of experiencing this, they're really savvy to the fact that really doing the kind of official thing at this point is probably going to be just as painful as going through this experience itself, and that they're probably more capable of taking care of it, you know. And well, then as the story goes on, they feel that much more confident to take things into their own hands as well, and almost do it with a little bit of aloofness, because they're a little they're kind of giddy with the little bit of power that they find themselves with. And I think that somewhat that alone kind of, you know, propels them.
There's a great moment when the girls joke that if this were a movie, then they would have shot 50 people already, and they'd be wearing lipstick, crying about how they don't know how to hold a gun. It made me think that it must have been great revenge for you, Lily, to be able to spoof the movie renditions of women out for revenge.
Absolutely. I hate that. I hate all that stereotypical, she has a gun, but she's crying, all that stuff. It's like, let's just break it down. We don't know how a woman is when she's taken. We haven't seen it. Let's just first clean the slate and see, you know? And I thought Girls Town was a really good, I thought it was just perfectly orchestrated. I thought when we confronted the guy and walked away, it was so anticlimactic. It was so appropriate to who they were, you know? I just loved it.
The film has an R rating. Do you think it's justified? And explain it to me.
Well, I don't know the exact rules about how they decide these things. I definitely don't think it's justified. And I think that, you know, time after time we're seeing films basically censored from the view of younger people who, in this case in particular, are given the freedom and the availability to see films where people get shot, people get blown up, people are assaulted with racism and sexism and an endless series of real violence, you know. And when we made a film that speaks to the real high school experience, that those ideas are being blocked from kids. And I think it's a real problem. You know, we complain about it over and over again, and I think we've just accepted, well, that's the system and that's the way it is. What I'm hoping is that a lot of older adult women go to see Girls Town and, you know, recognize what kind of a role it can play in the lives of young girls, and will go back to see Girls Town with a young person. And, you know, I think it's really a good story for girls over 14, I would say. And I'm hoping that, you know, older women can facilitate younger women seeing it, since we don't have the rating that allows for just anyone to go in. I also think young kids are pretty good about sneaking into films when they really want to see them. So I would encourage all the young women out there to, you know, buy a ticket for The Rock and then go sneak into Girls Town instead or something like that.
Put on some makeup.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for joining me today on Fresh Air, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Jim McKay is the director of Girls Town. Lily Taylor stars in the film. Girls Town opens next Wednesday in Los Angeles and around the country in the fall.